Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July the 12th, 2011. The last witness testified on Sunday in an Israeli court case seeking justice for slain peace activist Rachel Corrie. Colonel Pinhas "Pinky" Zuaretz claimed that Rachel's death was her own fault for running towards the fire. The 23-year-old Evergreen State College student was killed in 2003 when she was run over by a US-made Caterpillar bulldozer driven by an Israeli soldier. At the time she was killed, Rachel was standing in front of a Palestinian family's home with other activists in a non-violent action meant to stop the Israeli military from demolishing said home. Israeli opposition politicians and civil society have come out against the new legislation passed on Monday in the Knesset, which outlaws the boycott of Israeli goods, including settlement goods, in the State of Israel. The bill has been slammed as destroying freedom of speech and destroying any remaining remnants of Israeli democracy by both Israeli and Palestinian human rights and peace groups. The pipeline transporting gas from Egypt to Israel has been targeted for the fourth time since the fall of the Egyptian Mubarak regime in February. The attacks are a response to accusations that Egyptian authorities are selling gas to Israel at below market rates. The most recent attack was near the Egyptian town of Al-Arish. The Maan news agency has reported pre-dawn raids in the West Bank village of Hossan near Bethlehem. Two youths, including a minor, were detained during the raid by Israeli military forces. The two abductive youths were Montasa Mohammed Zaoul, 20, and Ahmed Ali Hamamra, of 15, and were both detained on Tuesday morning due to criminal matters, according to Israeli military sources. The Palestinian Authority Minister for Detainee Affairs stated on Saturday that over 30 youths had been arrested between June and July from the village. Many of the youths, according to PA lawyer Hussein Asheikh, complain of harsh interrogation techniques, including beatings, and claim they were forced to sign legal documents in Hebrew and without consulting a lawyer. Hossan village is dominated by the Israeli settlement of Bet Arilat. In 1978, the village covered 7,134 dunams. Since the establishment of the Bet Arilat settlement and land expropriations by the IDF, the town has been reduced to 1,425 dunams. The quartet on the Middle East, made up of the EU, UN and US, as well as Russia, have neglected to release a statement from Monday's meeting in Washington on a way out of the impasse in peace talk between the Palestinian and Israeli leadership. Israeli and Palestinian sources told Haaretz that there was no solution to this current stall in peace talks and that Palestinians are determined to push ahead with plans for a UN statehood bid in September. Just one day after the controversial boycott bill was passed by the Israeli Knesset, the Israel Beitenu faction has announced its intention to table a vote on a law setting up commissions of inquiry into left-wing groups' activity in Israel, according to Ynet. The law, if passed, would likely target Israeli groups such as the Sheikh Jarrah Solidarity Campaign, Yesh Din, Peace Now and human rights organisations such as B'Tselem. The Israeli army has allegedly destroyed wells and water pumps in three Jordan Valley villages on Tuesday. The villages of Al-Akrabaniya, Al-Nasaraya and Beit Hassan all had the equipment confiscated or destroyed, according to the Maan news agency. The villages are apparently located in Area A. The destruction of wells and associated equipment in occupied territory is illegal under Article 53 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. This rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of the important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.